Afternoon, welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. I'm joined now by Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. Brett, good afternoon.
Thank God it's Friday, Andy, again. I've been saying that for 3 days, but now it is.
I know. You normally start with the Friday stuff Wednesday.
You know, I tell people I have a good weekend on Tuesday, and they're like, Brett, you got a few days left.
Yeah. Special commentary section in today's Washington Times. I've been urging people to check it out and get the opportunity. Some great commentary from some pretty big names in there today.
Yeah, we got some big...
Besides Brett Decker.
We got some big guys in there starting with me, but no. We got Rick Perry, the governor of Texas,
sure.
Ron Paul, congressman from Texas, both presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
We have Chairman Priebus of the Republican National Committee on there. We have Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform.
Sure.
Milton Wolf, who's Obama's cousin and
right.
a Tea Party favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Governor John Engler, who's one of my favorite politicians ever, 3-term governor of Michigan,
yeah.
who's now head of the Business Roundtable and was the head of National Association of Manufacturers, but a real solid guy in there. And then Wayne LaPierre, head of the NRA. So
yeah.
I think it's sort of a, I guess you say 1-2 punch. It's like a 1-2-3-4-5-6-7
yeah,
punch.
Absolutely. And here we are 1 year out.
Yeah.
And it's very important, I think, for people to read this today and get some ideas and some thoughts from these people.
What we're trying to do is move the discussion away from, he said, she said, candidate, squabbles, Herman Cain type of, the nasty part of the campaign. Say, look,
right.
this is about issues again. Let's bring some people who are experts in certain areas, guns, business, taxes, and remind people, look, this isn't a personality game. This is about the country and what's important and how it's important to, change leadership because of these important issues facing the country. The budget's out of control, government's starting to reach its hands into everyone's pockets and more than ever. And let's get back to what's really important, and those are the issues,
yeah.
not the personalities.
Yeah. Your commentary on the GOP, whose turn is it? You make reference to the party as being stodgy, and that is that's a perfect word.
And all you have to do is look at my wardrobe. That's not meant to be that's not criticism at all. I was just fighting with Annika Green, our assistant editorial page editor. She has this thing. She wants me to stop wearing pleats. So I'm like, well, but I've been wearing pleats for,
right.
since I was 4.
You mean they're out of style?
So I don't think stodgy is necessarily criticism. It's just, the Republican Party is very traditional. It's very
predictable.
It's predictable.
Yeah.
It's stuck in its
yeah.
habits. But part of that is safety and security and not taking too many risks. And
yeah.
that gets into how they pick candidates. There are certain types of people with certain backgrounds that Republicans are comfortable with.
Yeah. Goldwater year? Is that what you're thinking?
I think there's a lot of mistakes that people get into talking about Goldwater, and that was the beginning of the conservative insurgency in the party. And I like that storyline. It's just kind of a myth.
Yeah.
Rocky Rockefeller, the 4-term governor of New York and later vice president under Gerald Ford, he would have sewn that nomination up and probably would have given LBJ a run for his money. But the year before, he'd gotten divorced. And in 1964, that was just too early for,
yeah.
Somebody who was divorced to be a nominee for a party. So
sure.
it was mostly a reaction against Rockefeller on social reasons, not political reasons. So
yeah.
I think the real when conservatives really took over is 1980. I think 1964 was an aberration.
Yeah. Talk about social issues. I immediately think of Herman Cain this week. I mean, this is day 5 under the gun. Will this ultimately knock him out, do you think?
I think he's going to have a hard time. So far, there's an interesting poll that came out today. I think it was Time and Washington Post.
ABC Washington Post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
70% of Republicans say they're not worried about it. I mean,
yeah.
they might be worried about it later. Right now, it just
yeah.
looks like a witch hunt.
But that marks quite a change from Rockefeller era that you were talking about.
Right. It's totally different.
Yeah.
I think the thing with, Rockefeller, what irritated people, it wasn't just that he was divorced. It's that when he got married, it was to a woman he had been having an affair with for 5 years.
Yeah.
When he was married to his first wife. So it was kind of a feeling bad for Mrs. Rockefeller.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But, I think I think it's too bad. I think people are too accommodating to some of this stuff today. You know, you can get away with anything and nobody cares. I think there are definitely some consequences to that. You know, I mean, if you think of Clinton, I mean, Clinton was abusing interns and having affairs with interns, and people just kind of look the other way. Well, you know, I mean, if you have daughters, do you want them to work in Washington? I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, the president wrapping up the G20, coming home today. Does it mean anything to the general public? It probably should.
You know, I think it's probably good for everybody when he's out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not signing executive orders.
Yes, there is that.
Billions and billions of dollars. You know, he's spending millions when he's out of town, and Michelle's spending even more than that. But, I mean, it's better than spending billions when he's here.
Well, I mean,
I don't think anyone cares, you know.
Either do I. Now, here he was the day before yesterday standing out at the Key Bridge,
yeah,
you know, pushing its jobs bill. It's just a futile attempt, right? I mean, there's no way in the world that this thing will ever go anywhere. This is just a campaign, right?
I mean, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who's in his own party, won't pass that thing, that sucker. So it's just people know right now that government spending is a suck on resources needed to create jobs. It doesn't create jobs itself, you know.
That's
it
true.
Takes money out of the private sector that otherwise could be used for job creation or, you know, ramping up facilities or factories. And, you know, businesses, when they're wondering if they're going to get taxed more to pay for a stimulus bill, aren't going to spend things on their business because they're too scared. The uncertainty kills jobs, and government spending increases uncertainty.
Occupy Wall Street crowd. Are they making any progress? I don't see it.
I think they're burning more stuff down. There might be a couple more stabbings or something. I think, if anything, that helps the opposition to Obama by saying, look, we need to get things under control. You know, spending's out of control. Government's out of control. The kids are out of control, you know.
That's true.
You know, it's funny. They had an Occupy Detroit, like they're doing all over the place. And, I mean, they're in like the one square block area of Detroit where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know, like, uh-huh. There are plenty of neighborhoods that we could have, you know, that the National Guard won't occupy, but they're not going there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of college kids that took out big loans, got stupid degrees, and now they don't have a job.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's going nowhere.
Go back to the basement, play video games, you know, leave us alone.
That's right. Get mom and dad to pay the bills. All right. And finally, bye week for the Lions. They need a good rest, but they recouped last week, so hey, they're back on the right track.
Yeah, you know, I'm worried about our quarterback. He's injury prone. I think he's one of the best if he's healthy.
Yeah.
But you know, a bye week is a week that he's not going to get taken out. So
that's it.
But it's still Super Bowl for the Detroit Lions this year.
But what's it leave you for Sunday? I mean,
you know, the truth of the matter is, Andy, this is a secret. I don't have a TV anyway, so. I kind of have to, like, get people to send me, like, text updates during the game.
You don't go out to, like, the local sports bar and, you know.
You know, then I have to fight off all the groupies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How thoughtless.
You know, it's like the Beatles, you know. ducking down back stairways and everything. It's a tough life.
All right. Well, Brett, thank you very much. We'll let you sneak out of here now undercover. Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. We'll talk next week.
Have a good weekend.
You too.